Chapter 2, Horsing Around. The next day, Camille ran into the garden. "Look, look, look," she shouted. She held out a box that had 5 plastic horses in it. "My big brother says he is too old to play with these anymore, so he gave them to me." She said, "We can each have one." "Thanks, Camille," said the rest of the girls. "Ashton, you choose first because you like horses the best of all of us," said Camille generously. "Which plastic horse are you going to pick?" Kendall asked Ashton.
"I choose the white horse," said Ashton.
The little plastic horse fit in Ashton's hand. It wasn't scary at all, not like Mr. Louis's real horse. The Well-Wishers liked their little plastic horses so much they played with them all the time. There was nothing they loved more than horsing around with their horses. Most of all, they liked to pretend that their horses were real. They let them eat grass, like real horses do. The girls read books and watched movies about horses. They drew pictures of horses. They sang songs about horses. Willa sang Yankee Doodle. Ashton sang the lullaby. Yankee Doodle went to town. We're riding on a pony. Go to sleep, my little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses. Kendall sang Over the River and Through the Wood. Camille sang Jingle Bells. And Emerson sang She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. She'll be driving 6 white horses when she comes. "Let's name our horses," suggested Camille. "I'm going to call mine Giant, because if it were real, it would be big and strong. I'm going to call my horse Power Pony," said Emerson, "because it would be powerful." "Mine's Tornado," said Kendall. "A tornado is wild." "My horse is Cheetah," said Willa. "Cheetahs are super fast, like horses." She asked Ashton, "What are you going to name your horse?"
"Snowflake,"
answered Ashton. "Snowflake is a pretty name," said Camille. But don't you think it sounds more like the name of a little bitty kitten than a big, strong horse? You should call your horse Blizzard," suggested Kendall.
"No," said Ashton. "Snowflake likes the name Snowflake."
"Okay," struck the other girls. "Let's make a stable for our horses," said Kendall. "We can use the box they came in." The Well-Wishers divided the box into stalls. In each stall, they put a little pile of grass and pretended it was hay for their horses to eat. They filled tiny cups with water for their horses to drink. Ashton put a pink silk pillow in Snowflake's stall. Don't you think that silky pink pillow looks more like a bed for a princess than a horse? Asked Kendall. A horse doesn't sleep in a bed anyway, said Willow. Especially not pink silk bed, added Emerson. It would get all dirty and smelly. Camille handed Ashton an old scrap of cloth. Horses do have blankets. Use this rag.
No thanks, said Ashton.
Snowflake likes the pink silk pillow.
Okay, shrugged the other girls.
Let's pretend our horses are wild ponies stampeding all across the prairie, said Emerson. Clippity-cloppity, with their plastic horses in their hands, the girls galloped and whined. They stomped their feet and tossed their heads. Ashton spun on one foot. She hummed a pretty tune and made Snowflake spin on one hoof. That's nice, said Willa, but you're making Snowflake dance like a ballerina instead of stampeding like a wild pony. And stampeding ponies are noisy, said Kendall. You should snore and whine, whinny, and neigh, like this, neigh. No thanks, said Ashton. Snowflake is quiet and graceful. Okay, shrugged the other girls. The girls watched Ashton put Snowflake to bed. You keep Snowflake so clean and perfect, said Emerson. Don't you want to make her more like a real horse?
No, said Ashton. I like her the way she is.